And in the studio, we welcome for the first time Nigel Cook from Kaiapoi, I believe. Hi, Nigel. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Really lovely to have you in the studio. So you popped up to Compass FM a wee while ago and said, look, I've got something that I'm doing in Kaiapoi, and it's in relation to upholstery. So if you just want to give us a little bit of background about yourself. So are you an upholsterer by trade? Or?
Yeah, I'm an upholsterer, and I've always had a fascination with chairs. So I've been to lots of chair museums around the world, and I teach upholstery as well at my home in Kaiapoi.
That is wonderful. So you came up to tell us about an exhibit. It's called the Chair Kaiapoi Exhibit. So when is the chair? So it's an art show essentially, isn't it?
Yes. As soon as you put a chair in an art gallery, I guess it becomes a piece of art.
Yeah, I'd agree.
That's what
with
I'm
that.
Hoping.
Absolutely.
So it starts on Thursday at 5:30. Is the opening. Everyone's welcome along, and it runs for the library hours because it's held in the library, Kaiapoi Library.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it starts at 5:30 and goes for 5 weeks.
That's a wonderful facility. I really love the art on the quay.
Yes, that's where we are.
Yeah, you feel quite immersed. Like, I love going in there because it's just a small space, but wow, it just packs. So much has so much impact in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a wonderful wee place. So what will we see at the Chair Kaiapoi exhibition? So what are some of the things we're likely to see? You have brought some along today, which I will take a photo later on and put up on our page. But when we pop along, what can we expect to see?
So it's a mixed show. So some people have done paintings, some people have created something out of repurposed chairs. So the sample that I've brought into the studio today, there's a lady has created jewellery from the metal parts of a chair.
Yeah, steampunk jewellery. It looks amazing.
Like Elizabeth Carter's her name. And yeah, it's wonderful. And my mate Robbo, he lives in Sovereign Palms. He's a bit of a local chap that does a lot of woodwork in his backyard. And I gave him an old carry chair, and he's created all these wonderful little items and amusing items as well as jewellery from the timber. Yeah, I'm very pleased about that.
He's done a great job. It's a little wee sort of man out of wood that does, like, I guess, a gymnastics flip over a bar, isn't it, when you press the button.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's got a few surprises.
Very, very talented. And if you'd like to tell us about the extra special chair that you personally have worked on after the Sutton's fire.
Yeah, so I've always admired this chair. It was a smoko chair that sat outside Sutton's Industries, and I guess it was built in the 1960s. I always had my eye on it. I thought it was a shame that it sat outside in the weather.
Yeah.
But anyway, when Sutton's burnt down, the chair was sitting just behind a wee block wall by the office, and it kind of got saved. It was smoke damaged and obviously very wet with all the water they were putting on it. But yeah. I managed to get hold of that chair and dry it out. And so I've repurposed it and created it using cordage, which I found very popular, and especially in the United States. That's mm-hmm. what they're doing, a lot of work like that over there. So here's fingers crossed.
Very inspired by other artists and other upholsterers, I would imagine, around the world, Nigel.
Sure. I think it's chairs are becoming really popular in art galleries. So we recently visited the Dale Carnegie Art Gallery in Pittsburgh, and they've got a whole section just about devoted to chairs, whether they're historical chairs or modern art chairs. Mm. It's just a mixture, and it's the same as what we're trying to create on a miniature scale.
Which is a fantastic. And of course, there was the chairs in Christchurch City in remembrance some time ago as well, too. So you're right. I think everyone has a connection with their favourite chair, right?
Oh, for sure. And we've got a chair that's travelled 20,000 kilometres around the world and started its journey in England, travelled down through Africa, and has ended up in New Zealand here. And it's got a great story. We've got that chair to show. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Chairs with a story, basically.
Yeah. So there's lots of connections with our family members with all the chairs that, you know, you've displayed here as well. And so how many chairs will be on display at the exhibit, roughly?
Items connected with chairs is 40. Okay. There's 40 people involved, yeah.
And so you do have a silent auction. Is that for the, so you've got four chairs.
Yes.
So is the silent auction for those four chairs the memorabilia as well?
No, the four chairs are to be auctioned in a silent auction. So what I did a few months ago, I I purchased four chairs that had a suitable plywood back for people to paint on, and with the help of Jackie Watson, we sent them out to different artists in the community. Yeah. And it was kind of like, you know, just whatever turns up, and we've turned up with these four amazing chairs. So one of them's been on display at the library. This is the elephant chair, Christine yeah. Modern. It's just fabulous. Yeah, yeah.
And, incredibly talented. Yep.
Gerald Mewson did that one, and then Paul Smith, he's done decoupage chair that's been on display at Fabric House. And over here in Racine, they've had Christine Watton's chair, which is very floral, you can see.
Yeah, I can see it's sort of like a floral sort of painting with it looks beautiful. And what's the one with the painted wood on, like painted planks?
Yes, that's called Shiver My Timbers.
Brilliant.
That's Ruby Whitty.
Yeah, yeah, that so. Is awesome.
So we've had that on ITM.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you can go and see them locally, but those four chairs, will they all converge this week?
Yeah, they'll all be arriving on Thursday.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so exciting. So naturally, with the silent auction, kind of how would we bid on these chairs?
Yeah, Jackie's organising that. I'm interested myself.
That's the one. So yeah. That's the Jackie question. So yeah, sure. If we would like to know more information, I would say get hold of Jackie Watson through Art on the Key.
Absolutely.
Or give us a call here at Compass FM. Sure. And we can connect the dots. Yep. Hey, Nigel, really looking forward to going along and seeing this exhibit. And so hit us again. When does it start and when does it finish?
Okay, it starts at 5:30, the opening on Thursday, yep. And it goes for 5 weeks, and it's open every all the hours the library's open.
During the Kaiapoi Library, which is the Rotanifa Centre there. And we're looking forward to popping along for that. Thank you so much for coming in this week. We'll actually be talking to you next week around Mental Health Awareness Week, with it being art and the benefits of that. So thank you so much, and good luck with the exhibition.
Thanks very much for having me.
Compass FM. FM. FM.